You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Wow, y'all have a lot of communication faux pas that y'all are texting in to the text line, 713-572-4610. Somebody said that they was being a real playboy on messengers or messages with a number of ladies at the same time, accidentally combined that to a chat. That's rough.
What?
That's rough.
How did you do that, man?
What? That is rough.
Man.
You was juggling and all of a sudden they all in the same room.
That is rough. It was one time back in the day I tried to message this girl and didn't realize I tried to message her before and didn't realize I already got her number. Oh. So I like double back. I'm like, hey, what's up? Kind of like, hey, we should talk a little more. I gave you my number.
There's you got to be real slick with it. I'm not slick enough to come up with an answer there. Like, yeah, I'm all right. Okay.
We've been texting already.
Oh,
dumbass.
Yeah. She better really like you if you want that to keep going.
Yeah, no. It didn't last.
Yeah, it didn't last. That makes sense. But yeah, we're happy that you're where you are right now.
Yeah, it worked out for the best.
It worked out. All right. Will it work out for the best tonight? Thursday night football. We got a really good one. Two of the teams that could easily be viewed as the two best teams in all of the National Football League. Los Angeles Rams in Seattle facing off against the Seahawks. Seahawks 1.5-point favorites, I believe, according to DraftKings. This feels like I talked about one side of it last weekend where you had Patriots-Bills. Like, this could be a deciding factor in MVP voting in the National Football League. Drake May played pretty damn well, but the answer was this was a Josh Allen game last week. I think this could be the one that slams the door shut, this Thursday night football game, if Matt Stafford and the Rams show up big against the Seattle Seahawks team that they've beat already this season.
Not only MVP, but certainly NFC, pecking order. However you want to put it. You know, this promises to be a really, really good one, especially since Seattle came back and ended up beating Indianapolis last week. It's going to mean that much more.
Yeah. This one, obviously, the Rams, they need to keep winning. It's fun this season, the way that the playoffs are going. Obviously, the Rams are locked into the playoffs, as are the Broncos. But seeding is not guaranteed as of yet. So everybody's still playing for something. Right this moment, which you appreciate at this point in the season. You still got three more games to go. We'll see what Week 18 actually looks like, but you're still looking at teams jockeying for various things, and the Rams need this one for that to make sure that they can fend off the Chicago Bears. But then also, I think that they need to play to get over these Seahawks, this Seahawks team. That's a good one. Who do you like in this game, though? Do you feel like you're in on the Rams?
I like the Rams. Obviously, Seattle's defense is so good, and they have a lot to play for.
They've been playing even better recently,
yeah,
too.
They have. And you talk about the pecking order. I mean, the Rams can go from the one seed to the five seed.
Yeah, because Seattle would take over that the division lead in that moment.
That's huge. We're going from a one seed to a five seed, having a bye versus Tampa Bay is struggling, but they're the current number four seed. But nevertheless, you don't want to play that game.
Yeah. The big question for me is, will the Seahawks be able to run the football? Well, the Seahawks won't be able to run the football. There's no need in me doing that. How good will Sam Darnold look in this game? And, you know, will the Seahawks coverage that's been getting better, like, will the Rams be able to torch that? I don't believe Devontae Adams is playing. I actually forgot to double-check what the latest was.
Yeah, that was a bad look.
But I'm pretty sure that he's not going to play in this game. That's a big weapon that you have there that will not be available.
You got Puka and all the mess that he's in. You know, just old Puka cement head himself. I like that.
Run through all the mess he's in.
Yeah, well, Puka will
play. I've been saying like five different headlines.
We have it here. Yeah. So first and foremost, a lot of this stems from Puka Nacua being on a live stream with a couple of streamers. Don't get me started on who they are and what's happening there. I believe people were saying that Neon is actually from Houston. I'm not certain if that's the case because I'm going to be honest.
I know he's a fan.
He's a fan of the Texans?
Yeah, he's a fan. I don't know where he's from or nothing. Yeah.
So apparently, first and foremost, they tried to do this interview in the Rams facility or do this live stream in the Rams facility. And Sean McVay was like, no,
we're not doing this here.
Yeah,
that's not going to happen.
Which, the funny part of this is, they actually had, they did something similar. I don't remember who the chief was that they were talking to. Andy Reid let them in that facility in Kansas City.
I don't remember that.
I didn't either until this came up. Mm-hmm. But Puka trying to get his boys into the facility, and they were like, hey, man, no, we're not doing that there. In addition to that, and did I grab the audio of this here?
Yep.
Yeah, so Puka Nacua, also on the stream, decided to say some things in addition that were, I don't know, questionable, at least in my perspective.
Well, the refs thing.
He went Ime.
Yeah.
Yeah, he did go Ime, but I don't know how much vindication he had like Ime did in that moment. This was Puka talking about the NFL refs on that stream.
Refs be bullshit sometimes.
Oh, 100%. I'm like, they had a...
Yes, the refs are the worst because there's just some of the rules aren't that like they're... These guys want to be, these guys are lawyers and like, brother, they want to be on TV too, brother. Like, the game is, you don't think he's texting his friends in the group chat like, yo, you guys just saw me Sunday Night Football? Like, that was
no way.
Like, that wasn't PI, like, but I called it. I was like,
seriously, they do that, Matt?
I mean, these guys are normal human beings too, bro. Like, these guys
are just
like,
do a better job than them.
That's so bad. He is not going to get any calls. If I were the DB, you know, guarding him tonight, I'd just hug him on every snap.
Make him call it.
They won't.
Are you going to call it?
I know the referees got a chain email. I know they got to reply all emails. Say, hey, Puka. Yeah. Subject, Puka. Don't give him nothing.
Is this going to end up being like the Allen Iverson? You remember, and I can't remember who it was specifically. But where the refs were like, yeah, we not giving you calls, big dog. you're just not going to get these calls. Yeah, he did that. There were some other things that were said. A lot of people were getting on him for doing what seemed to be a dance that was stereotypical of our Jewish brothers and sisters.
Yes.
And that was probably not the best look in the moment.
And neither of those was the worst thing. His brother stole a car.
Yeah, it's been a really weird time for him because Puka Nacua's older brother, I believe his name is Samson Nacua, who last I checked, he was playing in. I think I saw him play in the USFL, where at one point earlier on this year he slapped a fan. So
that was going around too. Yeah,
he's that brother in the family. Apparently, he stole a car from Lakers rookie Adu Tierro. And so two men identified as 27-year-old Samson Nacua and 27-year-old Trey Rose were reportedly arrested. And this is like yesterday.
Yeah.
Arrested for taking the car of this Lakers player without his consent. The pair had allegedly valeted the car and entered the hotel. So they were caught by valeting a stolen car. How stupid do you have to be?
Again, cement heads. I like that term.
Does this run in the family?
That's what they've been described as. And and all that. And, oh, by the way, another little sort of, you know, footnote here. The Rams, it's not a long flight, but the Rams couldn't fly to Seattle.
It's having some mechanical issue with the plane.
Until this morning.
Yep.
They usually fly in the day before. They can't fly there till today. I mean, it's a mess, right? So, man. I said I like the Rams. All of a sudden, I'm talking myself out of it for tonight.
Yeah, but even still.
Oh, and Sean McVay has the flu.
Does he?
Yeah, Sean McVay has the flu, too.
I didn't see that either. Yeah, goodness gracious. Yeah, there's a lot of things happening around the Rams. I still feel pretty good.
I do, too. But not as good as I did 3 minutes ago.
Fair enough. Fair enough. But, yeah, a lot of weird things happen around Puka. A lot of weird things happen around the Rams. But still, I think this could easily be one of the best games of the year, period. Mm-hmm. But particularly Thursday night football, this could be one of them ones. Oh, and on top of that, heavy rain in this game, man.
Oh, yeah.
on top of that, a lot of rain possible for this. Yeah, this one's going to be one to watch.
They're calling it an atmospheric river.
What does that mean?
I've never heard that.
Sometimes I wonder if meteorologists and people of the sort are just like, I'm going to throw some random stuff out there and see if they believe it.
Let's call it an atmospheric river. Let's see if they believe it. Dangerous. This. That sounds daunting.
There's going to be power. There's possibly power outages in the area.
This is must see, man.
Yeah, I'm gonna be locked in on this one.
Yeah,
100%. Puka said that the biggest pretenders in the NFL playoffs is the Jags. That's right. Mm-hmm. There were so many things. Yeah.
He had a lot of drama going on. I see somebody compare him to Antonio Brown.
Oh,
I'm like, what?
That I think feels early, like a lot because we know earlier all of this, Antonio Brown's stuff. But mm-hmm.
Earlier this year, he did have a situation with a DNA test and all that stuff.
Yes, a paternity test where a lady popped up with like, the baby's yours. He was like, nah, it isn't. And then
going back and forth to court.
A few months later, he was like, look at my baby, y'all. So, yeah.
Like, brother, you know you ain't get paid yet, right? You ain't get that contract yet.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
And with all due respect to Puka Nacua, you were no Antonio Brown on the field. He's really good.
Oh, he's really good.
He ain't Antonio. Antonio Brown.
No, he's not Antonio Brown.
Antonio Brown would be a Hall of Famer.
If he wasn't the way that he is, Antonio Brown would
no,
be.
No, no, yeah, but he's really good.
Yeah, no, he's really good, but he ain't get that contract yet.
Nope.
Yeah, so best of luck to you, Puka. Well, maybe more so, best of luck to the Rams themselves. Rams have a kicking issue, though, that I think could be interesting in this game because their kicker, He ain't Kaimi Fairbairn. He definitely ain't Brandon Aubrey. Like, the long kicks end up being a little dicey. I wonder if that shows up in this game. Definitely one to lock in on, at least on the Reginald Atatula scale. What is that scale? I don't know. I just made it up. Some other things around the NFL. Shane Steichen, talking this morning for the Colts, says that they are opening up the 21-day window, practice window, for Anthony Richardson.
Mm-hmm.
Is it possible we see Anthony Richardson this season? And before you answer, remember that Shane Steichen went further to say, he is still having some issues seeing, though.
Yeah, they're opening the window, but he can only see half of it. He's having vision issues. 21-day window. There's 3 weeks left in the season.
That's right.
No, he's not playing. I don't know what they're doing here.
Yeah, I probably need to dig into what the reasoning is for this.
Contract, I don't know.
Yeah, because I was like, I mean, it feels like logically, unless I'm missing something, which is quite possible that I am, you would do this with the idea of get him up to speed and see if you want to roll him out there.
Yeah.
So it's still a possibility that you get Anthony Richardson this year when you face off against the Colts.
Man.
And maybe not Phillip Rivers, as it seems like.
And they've already said Phillip Rivers is starting this weekend.
Yes, which I think this weekend might be the week where you go, oh, the Phillip Rivers thing, it was cute the first week.
Yeah.
And when everybody's just like, we're going to sit 10 yards or shorter and force you to get this ball out or force you to hold the football, really. Because he got the ball out really quick last week
and
short. And I know that he could think his way through the game. We said that about Peyton Manning up until the point where it was just like, this is not tenable anymore. I think that this week they might not. It might look bad for Phillip Rivers. Let me just say it like that. All right, some other things around the NFL. I did want to get to this because there's been a conversation. Somebody said Puka ain't been right since that Texans game. There's been a conversation in NFL circles about quarterback play and how it's shifted recently. Remember, we talked about Tom Brady talking about how, you know, it's maybe not as intellectual as it had been at one point. And I know Kurt Warner had been big in some of these conversations about pure progression passing. We're like, you go, all right, you go 1-2, 3-4, as opposed to, you know, being able to just, you know, figure out pre-snap what's happening as a quarterback. Like,
and where you're going to throw the ball.
Your coverage read, seeing what the coverage is and making some of your decisions, not all of them, before you even snap the football so you have an idea. I've seen a lot of people weigh in on this, both on Twitter, some audio elements. This was the most intriguing answer that I've seen about this from none other than Kirk Cousins. This was Kirk Cousins talking about it in his Atlanta Falcons media day.
You followed this week's conversation about progression versus coverage reads and all that?
No, but I'd love to get into it. I can get on this soapbox if you want me to. Please. Like, I can get on this.
This is what we're...
Because I lived the transfer. I lived the jump.
Right.
So I came into the league, even at Michigan State, it was you see coverage and you pick a side and you basically take five eligibles down to two, down to your check down. And so you cut the field in half and it was, I got single high, I'm going, you know, outside the red line to inside to my back. And you're really only thinking about three eligibles because the other two over here were meant for split safety and I got single high. And so it kind of protected you. And then sometimes you would alert that other side if you got pressure. So you'd be like, I'm working this route versus split safety or pressure. If I get single high, no pressure, then I work the other side. So that was everything was, you know, single high, split safety, pressure, quarters, off, bump, man zone, all these things. But what happened was defenses got so good at disguising it that I would be so stressed going into games going, the whole game plan is built on, is it single high or split safety? And I can't see if it's single high or split safety. Like, these defenses are just making it muddy until I'm three steps into my drop. So it's coaches started to realize, like, if we ask the quarterback to do that, it's going to be really hard because defenses know that's the game we're playing. They're not going to let us play it. So then it started to become, let's just give you pure progressions and let's just go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And then, you know, that has its pros and cons. I remember when Kevin O'Connell was bringing a lot of pure progression reads back to him with me from L.A. back to Minnesota. It was like, whoa, like, I got to get back to the dagger backside after already exhausting this progression. Like, that's a lot. I mean, my mind, like, I'm used to kind of simplifying it and cutting the field in half. So, you know, had to kind of work through that and get to where that was more natural. And then there's a lot of positives of it, too, where you're not stressing as much during the week about what if I can't see coverage because you say, well,
I thought that was really insightful, him talking about how, you know, obviously it makes it easier when you can kind of cut off the side of the field because, you know, they're running cover two over here and the play that we have over there doesn't work against cover two. So we'll work on this side where the play that we have works. And that is a simplification. As he said, he was using a lot of jargon, but I think you get the basic idea. The part where it really got intriguing for me is like that became impossible when defenses got so much better and they were able to disguise their intention even more. So that now you're not doing your work pre-snap because the picture changes at snap and now you're trying to make those decisions at snap. It's impossible to do it, and that's why the pure progression is necessary. I think that he illustrates why it's not a dumbing down. It's just the game has changed to where the intellect that you have is now has to be used in a different way because you can't get it done in the way that some of the previous quarterbacks
have done. Well, let's kind of simplify it here. How many times have you been watching a game? You see six or seven guys on the line of scrimmage. Then you see guys dropping back. You see two safeties, you know, high, and then all of a sudden you see one safety kind of drop down. This is what he's talking about. Like the looks that they're getting change. You know, defensive linemen dropping into coverage. You know, all these other things that you see after the snap of the ball. that's what he's talking about. Like, you got to almost throw the pre-snap stuff, you know, out the window. But then, you know, the pure progression thing, the thing that really stood out to me, aside from what you just talked about, is Kevin O'Connell, man. I've been talking about it. He was one of the first to truly say, we got to scrap all this and let's just go the pure progression, you know, like, as he said, just go across the field to see what's there. You got that guy is really, really, really good. Really good.
And I think also Kirk did a good job of illustrating also why pure progression isn't just, well, this is the easy answer. Because if you want, if the right answer for the play that's called is your fourth read,
you won't get there.
It's so hard to get there. Either you have to do it lickety split or you need to find a way to like, you know, roll through them quickly. So yeah. I think that that's some of the things that we've seen at times with CJ in this offense is I think you can see some of the times where his head is snapping around because he's like, I'm trying to get to the right answer and I have to go through the progression to get there. And it's not always the easiest thing to do. It's playing quarterback, suffice it to say, not an easy thing to do at the modern level, at the highest level of football right now.
I think it also speaks to why DeMeco and offensive coaches in general around the league are now all about get rid of the ball quickly. Get rid of the ball. You're going to go 1, 2, 3 if you can, but it's going to be hard to go 5 and then just get rid of the ball.
Yeah, and this is a way simplification of the conversation. I mean, I know that Kurt Warner was asked about what he thought about this answer, and he seemed to like it with additional conversations. And I think the conversation will continue to rage on. Mm-hmm. But this is something that's happening in NFL circles, like the quarterback play, what it is now, and understanding what works, what doesn't, and how do you appreciate it? And this was where, remember, was it a few months ago where Tom Brady was like, the quarterbacks aren't as good as they were mentally back then. I was like, I feel like that might be underselling the ways that the game has changed. And lo and behold, not saying that Tom Brady's entirely wrong, but lo and behold, there's more nuance to it. And I thought Kirk Cousins did a good job of illustrating just a little bit of that yesterday. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. That's around the NFL. We'll get you some more things. NFL news as we continue on this Thirsty Thursday. But coming up next is that time where we get to the phone line and talk to our friend, former pass rusher for the Texans and elsewhere in the National Football League, Andy Kalu. Let's talk to him next.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast. And if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke.
And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.